You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. If you wanted to check out some written content, make sure to check out the Locked On Wolves fan rag website. You can check out written content as well as past podcasts. We've had some really good guests on over the last couple months, so I encourage you to go check those out. Give those a re-listen if you've already listened to them, or check those out for the first time. Some really good podcasts on that website. Today, the Timberwolves on the road playing the Denver Nuggets. It's going to be a tough one. There's a lot on the line for this game. There's a lot of tie situations going into the game. There's a lot of reasons the Timberwolves need to pick up a W here. And helping me break it down today, the Locked On Nuggets host, Adam Adias, is joining me. Adam, thank you so much for joining the show again.
Hey, you bet. You're right. This is an exciting one. I think maybe the most exciting game of the year for both teams.
Adam, is it more exciting to watch this game or to prepare for this game or to be a repeat offender on the Locked On Wolves podcast?
Oh, definitely it being a repeat offender on the Locked On podcast. This is the highlight of my life, really.
Fantastic. That's what I love to hear, as do the listeners, I'm sure. All right, enough dilly-dally, enough dancing around it. We got to get into this game because I cannot stress the importance of this game. And I tell you what, I can also not stress how nervous I am for this game. Teague is questionable for this one. It doesn't look like Derrick Rose will play either. He was available Sunday. They didn't play him. I'm not sure if they'll play him today either. I guess it will probably be a game-time decision. So they're running thin as it is. They're playing Towns a ton heading into the playoff as is, and now they have to play a Denver Nuggets team that has just been red hot as of late and has had no trouble putting up points. The Minnesota defense not really known for stopping teams from putting up points. Going into this game, how confident are you as someone who covers the Nuggets and pulls for the Nuggets?
I think Nuggets, fans and Timberwolves fans have the same level of confidence in their team, which is no confidence in things working out. So both fan bases, I think, in the same boat. The Nuggets, you say red hot. They've really been red hot offensively for 2 years. They've just also been the exact same team defensively, or the opposite team defensively. So tonight I do expect a high-scoring game, but both teams coming banged up. Gary Harris probably not going to play. Wilson Chandler, broken nose. He'll be wearing a mask. Torrey Craig also injured his nose last game. So I think both teams shorthanded, both teams desperate. It'll be interesting.
This one is, I was noting this earlier in the week without really digging into it too much, but this is one of the matchups where it really hurts the Timberwolves that you guys have Jokic. And I say that because, for the most part, there's a lot of teams that the Timberwolves play where Towns is such a big piece and there's not really a guy on the other side to stop him. And so when they play a team like the Spurs, where they have LaMarcus Aldridge, a guy to go back and forth with Towns, or a team like the Nuggets, it really evens the playing field in the front court and really not neutralizes Towns, but evens out the impact Towns has on an opponent with their ace that they have in the front court. Jokic is that guy for the Nuggets. So if I'm looking at this one, it's hard for me to find a way where Towns can really beat the Nuggets by himself. And then we have the injuries that I mentioned earlier, and not sure who exactly is going to be in the lineup at game time, at least not right now this morning. If you're looking at this one, how big of a game does Jokic have to play, especially with how hot Towns has been as of late?
I think the interesting thing is, in the two previous games this year, the Nuggets didn't have Paul Millsap, and he's really the defensive stopper in the front court. So I suspect Millsap will get matched up against Towns. So at least defensively, Denver has a one-on-one guy who is up for that task. I know Towns can put up points on anybody, but he certainly would put up points on Jokic. As far as Jokic scoring, last season, not this year, but last season, the two of the weirdest games of Jokic's season last year came against Minnesota, where I thought it was the only time I felt like he took that matchup personally and maybe forced some shots. Like, Jokic is the most unselfish, great decision maker in the half court, And there were two games last year, both against Minnesota, where I was scratching my head thinking, man, he's really trying to, you know, out-duel Towns. So this year I don't think he's gotten suckered into that kind of one-on-one matchup, but it will be interesting to see, with the stakes so high, if Towns gets it going early, does Jokic try to match that? And I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing. I think Jokic is more of a take what the defense gives you guy than a go out and try to force yourself into a 40-point game kind of guy.
Do you think it helps him stay away from that kind of mindset because Paul Millsap is on the floor offensively? And not only on the defensive side, but on offense, Paul Millsap can do so many things, and he's a pretty versatile piece in the front court as well, which makes a very dynamic front court, him and Jokic together. Do you think that he isn't pushed in that mindset as quickly because he has Millsap next to him on the offensive side?
I think it's more probably just about maturity with Jokic and just kind of learning to pick his spots. I'll say that one of the developments for the Nuggets over the last 3 to 4 weeks has been when Millsap returned to the lineup in early February, I thought Nikola Jokic took a big back seat to him and just kind of like, okay, you're back, we're going to start playing through you. And Millsap had a big one-on-one meeting with Jokic, again, 3 or 4 weeks ago, where he said, hey, man, you're the best player on the team. I'm just trying to fit into you. I came here to fit in with you. And since then, Jokic really has been the most aggressive version of him that I've seen. Again, not just trying to score, but just aggressive in terms of orchestrating the offense. And as a result, he's scoring more points. He's leading the offense every time he's on the court. And so, while, yes, Paul Millsap does have that ability to score, and it does take some of the burden off, I think Jokic has really embraced the role of best player on the team, and it's really made a big difference for him and for the team over the last couple of weeks.
And this is the best case scenario, right, for the Nuggets when you brought Paul Millsap over. I know I read a couple articles that said there might be concern with shots in the front court and who's kind of taking the lead role. A very veteran move from Paul Millsap to take the backseat to a young star and make sure that he is more of a supporting role and making sure that the locker room is right, as opposed to trying to maybe revamp his career in Denver. Really a great move after the offseason of maybe there's a couple people who weren't sure about it. Now it's looking like a great move, making that playoff push.
Yeah, well, I think there's one thing. The month of February, Mason Plumlee got hurt, Millsap was still out, and they really relied on Jokic so much because they were missing those two front court guys. So he was playing a lot of minutes, and he put up, I think, 5 triple-doubles in the month of February. He averaged a triple-double for the month, and I think that was when Paul Millsap really saw, this guy's not a selfish guy. He's really talented. He's really better, you know, even than he gets credit for. And I think that was when the light clicked, where he was like, you know what, we can trust. The ball touches, you know, Jokic touches the ball more than anybody on the team, but he basically shoots as much as the top 5 guys in field goal attempts. The Nuggets' shot distribution is very even. So I think it was easy for Millsap to say, hey, we're going to play through you, because he saw that Jokic isn't going to mismanage those touches. He's going to make the right decision with them.
No, and so going into this matchup, very nervous about the front court situation. Going to be a very good game just watching those guys. You got Taj Gibson and Towns against Jokic and Paul Millsap. And it's going to be a good one down low. We're going to get to a quick break for some sponsors, and then we're going to talk about the guard situation for both of these teams. As I mentioned earlier, banged up spot for the Timberwolves. They're either going to be starting Tyus Jones, or you're going to get a Jeff Teague who has suffered a couple injuries to the knees this season. And if Derrick Rose is in this one, we all know how much Tibbs loves to dig into the bench and use versatility at the guard spots and throw a bunch of different lineups at point guard. But if we do have Derrick Rose back, not sure if he's going to be 100% either or how much he's going to play. Is this a spot where they can really feast the Denver Nuggets, really take advantage of kind of the injuries and the down and the lack of depth for the Timberwolves?
Tyus Jones is healthy, yeah?
Yeah.
I think he's your best point guard personally. I really like his game. But I think you are right that Jeff Teague and Derrick Rose put pressure on your backcourt defenders, and that's one area where I think Denver is maybe weakest, to be honest, especially without Gary Harris. Will Barton and Jamal Murray, just not very good defenders. They're below average defenders at this point. So if you have scoring guards, Denver has really, really struggled with that, all season long. So taking away your scoring guards and having more facilitator, I do think helps Denver Denver's defensive efforts, so they can kind of focus more of their energy onto the few scores that the team will have, Jamal Crawford, Karl-Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins. So I do think that it helps Denver and gives them an advantage, a pretty sizable advantage in this game.
The thing I would love is if Derrick Rose is even 80%, if you throw out Derrick Rose or Jeff Teague with Tyus Jones, I think you've really got something there as far as a point guard duo, maybe to put the Nuggets on their heels a little bit. The problem I have with Tyus Jones is he's never really taken control of an offensive possession and really been dedicated to scoring. And I know that you like a point guard that passes, but it's to the point where I don't know if when he's driving in, if he pulls a defense away from a guy like Andrew Wiggins on the top and they just stick with him, and now they're not getting a great shot, a great open look for somebody when he's driving into the paint. And then on the flip side of that, Andrew Wiggins, I'm not sure what I'm going to get from him night to night offensively. You never know which nights he's going to think are the big spotlight nights where he really has to perform on offense. And so if he's the guy that Tyus Jones is flipping it out to, I'm not sure if he's able to knock down those shots or not. So the lack of depth at point guard, as much as I like Tyus Jones and his defense, the lack of depth at point guard and what that does to the offense, I think, is going to end up hurting the Timberwolves, especially if these guys don't play. If they play and they're injured, maybe they can compensate for it somehow. But if they don't play at all, they're really going to be in a tough spot.
I think what it'll come down to, and it actually is what it came down to in the two previous meetings this season, teams this year have learned that in crunch time, and really throughout the entire fourth quarter, you just run pick and spread pick and roll. You put as many shooters out there as you can, or floor spacers as you can, and you run spread pick and roll, putting Jokic in the pick and roll. Well, like you said, if you have Jeff Teague, I think you can do that at a really high level. If you have Derrick Rose, you could put some pressure on. You know, you could still kind of attack downhill against the slow-footed center. I'm not sure Tyus Jones is a guy that can do that. Like you said, he can run the show, but I don't know that he's a guy that is going to beat the Nuggets in the fourth quarter because he's taken advantage of the pick and roll. Jimmy Butler was actually the guy. If you recall the last few games, they ran Jimmy Butler, Karl-Anthony Towns pick and rolls probably 30 times in a row to close out the game, and it worked. So I don't know if Wiggins will be that guy, if Jamal Crawford will be that guy in the clutch, but I suspect that's what Minnesota will try to do in the fourth quarter of this game. I'm just not sure, without Butler, without Teague, if it's going to be as effective.
There's also a couple times in overtime in that game in December that Jimmy Butler would drive into the lane, and then just off the elbow, just inside the three-point line, Jamal Crawford would kind of float into the open space he created, and he knocked down a couple shots there. Jamal Crawford and Towns really did a great job, especially against the Nuggets, of playing off and finding the space that Jimmy Butler created. And again, I don't know if Tyus Jones pulls defenders like that, and I don't know if he's looking to shoot enough to where he can cause a defense to collapse on him. So that's my main problem when I'm looking at the Timberwolves point guard position. It's just, gosh, they're getting banged up at the wrong time here in Minnesota, and they're playing a Denver Nuggets team that really looks like they desperately want to get in there, and they're playing like it. And when their play is matching that makes them a scary team to play.
For sure. The loss of Gary Harris, I actually think Denver is would have been a sleeping giant had Gary Harris been healthy at this stretch. He's such a big part of the team. So his absence definitely, you know, declaws Denver a little bit.
Is there some guys that can step up and maybe fill in a little bit the role that he had on the team? Or is that just a gap that's not going to get really filled?
I don't think it can be filled. Will Barton is a good sort of stand-in, but when you put him in the starting lineup, that means you take him off of the bench units, and then your bench doesn't have any scoring. So Denver just needs Gary Harris, I think, as much as anything, for just having an extra competent scorer and defender.
Getting into some predictions here before we head out, trying to find the guys who are going to have big nights. Tonight for me, I really need to see Andrew Wiggins have a really big night. I think if he's putting up 30 points, then the Timberwolves have a shot at beating the Nuggets on the road. But he needs to have a big night. There's just not enough offense, especially if Teague is going to be out of the lineup. There's not enough offense to where you can't have a stud like Wiggins really perform to his top potential. He can't take the night off. He can't check out. And I think you're going to see that in the first half if he's checked out or not. And so watching the first half will really be a good good indicator of how the game is going to end. Who on Denver needs to have a big night for them to grab a W?
Well, it's all Nikola Jokic is always the answer. I mean, he really is the heartbeat of the team, and so much of it goes through him. I think that he's going to have to stay out of foul trouble. He's so good at drawing fouls, and as is Karl Anthony Towns. And if those two do get matched up on each other, I'm curious to see where the fouls lie, because one of those guys getting in foul trouble completely shifts this game.
And two, if Jokic starts getting some fouls, Towns has to be careful, because there have been plenty of games where he has shown some irritation with referees when he feels like he's not getting calls, or when he feels like another player is getting calls against him. I just don't want to see him get teed up in the first half of a big game and have the fouls play a role in how he affects the game. That would be the worst case scenario for the Timberwolves.
I think Jokic's fouls that he draws are also the most annoying type. I mean, there's so many because he's so slow and awkward and off rhythm and stuff that he does, that he draws really annoying tic-tac fouls, and it really gets under people's skin.
All right, so I'm going to have you predict a score for me so I can try and bet the over-under on this game. And I want you to also give me a little bit of a head prediction. If the Nuggets – we'll actually do this one first before we get to scores. If the Nuggets win this one, do you think they can win the game on the road against the Timberwolves in a few days here, or do you think the Timberwolves can bounce back? Do you think this game – basically what I'm asking, do you think this game is an indicator of who wins the second game that the Nuggets and Timberwolves play?
I don't think this game is an indicator of the second one. I think the second one becomes much more important, especially if Jimmy Butler comes back, gets a game or two under his belt, and then is, you know, fully ready for that final game. So I don't think I do think the two games are very independent of each other, and I think Denver has a much, much better chance of getting this one tonight.
See, there is hope, Timberwolves fans. There is some hope if they don't win this one. Alrighty, and then score prediction for us. The over-under, 224 for this game is the over-under for Timberwolves Nuggets. What do you think for a final score here?
The first one was 125-128. The first one was 112-104. The second one, 125-108. I think Denver's going to score a lot of points tonight. Mm-hmm. I think Minnesota probably will score a lot of points. I would take the over, with the caveat being if Paul Millsap does a good job of defending Karl Anthony Towns, I could see Denver winning fairly handedly, but I have no idea what to make of that matchup.
Yeah, if those are the two big things, right? If Paul Millsap really locks up Towns, and if Wiggins can't find a shot, then this one probably won't top the over. But if Towns can still find a rhythm, and if Wiggins can put up some points, it's going to be a back and forth matchup, because the Timberwolves are not keen on stopping anybody right now on the defensive side. And so if those two things can happen, this one is probably going to be somewhere in the range of like a 126-120 win for the Nuggets. I just think there's too much going wrong right now for the Timberwolves. They need to get healthier. But that said, if Wiggins can somehow find it in himself to really care about this game, really show that he cares about this game, then the back and forth, maybe it's just whoever ends up with the basketball in the last possession.
I think there's a good chance that he does. I know he went 3-for-12 in one of their early meetings. The guy guarding him today will be Wilson Chandler, who, like I said, broke his nose, is wearing a mask. He says it's been very uncomfortable. So you're getting a wounded defender against him, who also, by the way, Wilson Chandler, I think, very good against stronger guys. Like, he guards LeBron really well, Carmelo, those type of guys. I think the quicker guys give him a little bit more trouble, and Wiggins falls more into that category, I think, than, as sort of a tougher matchup for him.
He has a tendency to slip through defenses into the paint and get to the boards that way, which is, when he is on, it's fun to watch.
I do think Wiggins will be a big X factor for tonight's game.
Hopefully. Well, that's it for us. Make sure to check out the game. Make sure to check out the Locked On Wolves fan rig website. Adam, do you have any shows or anything like that to plug before we head out here?
Locked On Nuggets, DenverStiffs.com.
Absolutely. Go check out that stuff. Make sure you have the absolute most content possible before this game to get ready for it. Again, huge game with tons of playoff implications. Get hyped up, people, and go out and get content read and listened to before the game so you are properly prepared. Adam, thank you for joining the show, and thank you to the listeners for tuning in to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.